Well, I think there were an awful lot of words spoken today, but behind it all was a clear demonstration for the Chief Constable that regardless of what the desires might be, there will always be occasions that can be unforeseen that will result in police interaction and indeed searching of individuals with their own consent, even if they happen to be under 12.
Were you quite surprised to hear that out of the hundreds that we heard last week or the week before, that actually only 18 of them turned out to be actual under 12 stop and search?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. One of the unfortunate things in all of this is that the services data was shown or certainly demonstrated today to be incredibly poor. That's a matter that the service itself will have to deal with. But I know from the members that I speak to on a daily basis that we are not out there in uniform stopping thousands and thousands or even 356 under 12s for the purpose of searching them. So I'm not surprised in any way, shape or form, but I absolutely do maintain the fact that there will always be occasions that cannot be foreseen that could result in a police officer searching a child under the age of 12. Some of the examples I think were given today, although in very general terms, you know, the examples of reports of children stoning or egging vehicles or buildings when the police turn up, and other than there being children in the area, there is no particular indication that a individual was responsible. I think most people listening to this would be of the view that it would be entirely appropriate for the police to approach children that would happen to be there and say, look, kids, we've had a report of stoning and egging of a building. Any chance we can have a look in your pockets to make sure that everything's fine and we can send you on your way?
Do you think that this is obviously going to change now, and what's the hopes of the Federation as well?
Well, one of our key objectives is that we bring an element of reality into this. When the story broke last week about the numbers involved, the reaction was clearly that, certainly the political reaction was geared towards the fact that this was wrong, rather than trying to find out why it had taken place. I think if the approach had examined why police activity sometimes results in the requirement to search anybody, including children under the age of 12, then perhaps you wouldn't have been where we are today.
And quite an error that this data was released when it was deemed inaccurate, and police chiefs here admitted that here today as well.
Again, that's a matter for the police service, but I understand the explanation given by the Chief Constable was that they had no alternative given the direction from the Information Commissioner. Clearly, the fact that the service is recording inaccurate data is, to coin that horrible term, a lesson learned. Well, the decrease in crime is more than just recorded crime. I think it's fair to say that our communities generally report that they feel safer. And certainly, whether we look at empirical data, the reason I understand you asked the question, or indeed the anecdotes, our community certainly feel safer and report that they're safer. So I don't think there's any doubt that crime in the round is falling. I think it's fairly well established, and the data surrounding that is subject to more robust scrutiny than the data that's been compiled relatively hastily surrounding stop and search. We heard today that the IT system upon which the stop and search information was being recorded was put together in a hurry, and as a consequence I think it's understandable why those mistakes might have featured.
Final one from me. What's the feeling among your members then to this quite controversial topic?
My members are almost scunnered of the issue of stop and search, not least because stop and search as a terminology is relatively alien to policing in Scotland. The activity that we've engaged in for decades was undertaken without any controversy, and it's only since the service had this approach that seemed to suggest that numbers and volume was more important than outcomes, that it resulted in a backlash being directed at the service. And I can completely understand and indeed share public concerns and reports when there are suggestions that you are five times more likely to be searched in Scotland than you are in the Metropolitan Police. On an empirical basis, I just don't think that's likely, because if genuinely 1 in 10 of Scotland's citizens had been searched, we would be hearing about it every single day in every pub, in every club, in every restaurant, in every home, and that's just not happening.